AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The jury in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sequestered during their deliberations. The panel has to decide Chauvin's fate on a trio of charges against him in the death of George Floyd, second-degree, third-degree murder, and or second-degree manslaughter.
In closing statements, defense attorney Eric Nelson said it wasn't a lack of oxygen that killed Floyd.
The drug ingestion, right? The bad heart. The diseased heart, the hypertension.
Prosecutor Steve Slasher told the jury Chauvin had to have known what he was doing to Floyd.
He hurt him, but he just didn't listen. He continued to push him down.
Slasher also pointed out it's all on video.
That force for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, that killed George Floyd. He betrayed the badge.
Tape from court TV. Chauvin showed little expression. He took off his mask as his attorney presented his closing statement. I'm Ed Donahue.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz calls on the people of his state to remain peaceful.
The jury will decide that fate. I don't know what will come back. But what I do know is that we're going to be shaped by the response, both in the coming days and in the months and years to come.
The Washington, D.C. medical examiner says a Capitol police officer who died after the assault on the Capitol died from natural causes.
Investigators initially thought Brian Sicknick was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, and later that he may have ingested a chemical substance, maybe bear spray, that could have contributed to his death. But the medical examiner says Sicknick suffered a stroke and died of natural causes, meaning a medical condition alone caused the death, not an injury. That's likely to significantly inhibit the ability of federal prosecutors to bring homicide charges. Two men were charged with assaulting Sicknick during the riot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Minnesota's Walter Mondale, who lost the most lopsided presidential election in history in 1984, has died. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Former Vice President Walter Mondale served under President Jimmy Carter from 1977 to 1981. Mondale lost his own presidential bid in 1984 after telling voters right up front to expect a tax increase if he won. That election also made history because Mondale had chosen Geraldine Ferraro as his running mate, the first woman to ever appear on a major party ticket.
Helped break the glass ceiling.
Telling the Associated Press in 2011,
I think a lot of women are in positions where their talents bring them who might not have been there if it hadn't been for Jerry.
Walter Mondale, former Minnesota Attorney General, U.S. Senator, and Vice President, dead at the age of 93.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.